Hey, baby. So, you're probably busy playing games with your friends, so I'm just leaving this voice message. There's no easy way to say this, but I fucked your dad. It literally just happened. I'd say I'm sorry, but I'm not. I feel incredible. The sex was fucking amazing. It all happened so fast. I came over to drop off my watch because he said he could fix it. We were just talking, and he asked how things were going with us. So I told him the truth. How annoyed and frustrated I've been lately. That you're not really the man I thought you were the longer we've been together. How you're always playing games, hanging out with the guys, asking ChatGPT for everything instead of just knowing stuff. How our conversations feel so shallow now. I told him I wish you were more like him. The way he just fixes things around the house, changes a tire without watching a video, actually provides and takes charge. He just listened. Really listened. I could see it in his eyes. And I guess the girl in me, who's always wanted to fuck an older man, just took over. I kissed him. He looked shocked at first, but then he grabbed me, pulled me tight against him, and then he shoved his hand down my panties while kissing me like he already owned me. We made out for what felt like forever, right there. Him groping my waist, my tits, my ass, my soaking wet pussy. Me with my arms around his neck, desperate for every inch of his tongue. When I opened my eyes again, he laid me out on the kitchen table and he just devoured my pussy. Fuck, baby. It was the best head I've ever had. No fingers, just his mouth. And I still came so hard my legs wouldn't stop shaking. I didn't give a fuck how wrong it was. He was so good. If I'd known he was this good, I would have snuck over much sooner instead of touching myself after every disappointing night with you. After that, he told me he wanted me. Before I could answer, he dragged me to the nearest bedroom. Your old bedroom. He pushed me down on your bed, yanked my yoga pants and panties down to my ankles, dropped his pants, and fuck, baby. Did you know this whole time? Did you know how big he is? So much thicker and longer than you, than anyone I've been with. Like, what the fuck? I actually gasped out loud. He just smirked. Then he crawled on top of me. I started kissing and licking his big cock while looking up at him. He told me I was the most beautiful girl you've ever dated, but that I'm his now. Then he flipped me over, spanked my ass hard on both cheeks, and shoved himself in. I came on the second thrust, the moment he bottomed out and stretched me open. You've never made me come from penetration, not once. And he just kept railing me, no matter how many times I came, soaking your old sheets while he pinned my wrists behind my back and growled that his son doesn't deserve a tight pussy like mine. And I agreed. You don't. He had me screaming, moaning in ways you've never heard, flipping me over, grabbing my ankles, putting his whole weight on me, carrying me while he fucked me, using that real dad strength. Oh, he's such a dirty freak, too. Right as I was about to come again, I saw that framed picture of us. I tried to look away, but he reached over and angled it towards me. He told me you needed to watch. needed to learn how a real man treats a woman. And with one deep thrust, he made me come so hard I almost fell off the bed. He just pulled my ass up and kept going. It took him so long to finish. I loved every second. I was sobbing from how good it felt to finally be fucked properly. He fucked me in so many positions. Then he filled me up twice. He's still leaking out of me right now while I'm recording this on your old bed. That's why I'm sending this, baby. I wanted you to hear every filthy detail while I'm still sore. He wants me to stay the night. And honestly, after the way he just ruined me for you, I'm seriously considering it. What if I didn't come home? What if I left you and became his girl instead? Your new stepmom? Wouldn't that be perfect? Me walking around in his shirts, calling him daddy while you visit on weekends. Me stroking him under the table while you tell us about your week. Or maybe I'll keep you around. My sweet, neglected boyfriend who stays home doing boy things while a real man takes care of me. Or maybe I could just leave your lazy ass. Wouldn't be hard to explain to my girlfriends. All I'd have to do is show them a couple of pictures. Oh, shit, I have to go. I can hear his footsteps. He's coming back for round three. Text me when you listen to this. Or don't. I don't really give a fuck anymore. Talk soon, baby. Bye.